بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So today, gentlemen and the great lady, we are here because when I was in Pakistan, Dr. Istvan Grabjodi, because I'm not good at Hungarian pronunciation, Dr. Istvan Grabjodi, he contacted me via this Facebook group, Pakistani Students in Hungary. And he sent me a request in the group to join the group, and I, because I had good questions, because I filtered the information, because everybody is not to join. So there was a question: you are a student, and why you want to join this group, or you are a potential student? Then he sent me a Facebook message, messenger, that I want to join this group because I am a commercial counselor of the Hungarian embassy. And can you exchange your number? And he said, I guess it's too early in the morning and I'm hungry. I guess he said, because I was in Pakistan at that time. And I sent him my mobile number, WhatsApp number, and he asked me for the meeting. And at that time I was going to my village in Sindh. It's about 17 hours travel by train. So I asked him that when I'm back we can meet. So we met, and there was one meeting. Brainstorming session. Then in the second meeting, myself and there's a student in Budapest, BMB, Bilal Hussain, he and the third one was, I don't remember his name, but he was deputy head of the Hungarian mission. I don't remember the name. So what we decided over there was that we want a collaboration between Pakistan and Hungary, the commercial or economic exchange. Okay, one such economic or educational exchange is already going on, and I mean, being a teacher, being a Pakistani citizen, and being a government employee, on behalf of my students who are in the group, Pakistani students in Hungary, I am really honored and grateful, and on behalf of my students, I thank the people of Hungary and the government of Hungary that they have made deliberations through the official channels, and then they offer this stipendium Hungary Come program to students in Pakistan, on which from the first batch, Ghulam Raza is here. You came here in 2016. Yes, I'm an Agri MPA. He's studying Masters in Agri MPA, and he's about to complete in June. Okay, and you can introduce yourself, a little introduction please, so that we are aware of each other, please.
I am Raza from Gilgit-Baltistan, which is the...
Speak a bit louder.
Yeah, it's the northmost part of Pakistan, the mountainous part. And I did my graduation and bachelor degree from National University of Modern Language, Islamabad. Then I worked with different NGOs like Afghan Rural Support Program and Pakistan Culture and Development Foundation for 4 to 5 years in different sectors. I worked with rural communities, and I worked with different local communities in Gilgit-Baltistan, especially in agri-business, rural development, enterprise development, skill development, and something like this. Then I got the scholarship. So, no, I have been studying since 2016 in the program of agri-business management at University of Debrecen.
So, what are you working on currently? What is your research project? Because I guess he might be doing thesis.
Yeah,
I'm doing his thesis with him. I'm writing it.
I'm doing my thesis on the topic of value chain development of agribusiness, and specifically the apricot value chain in Gilgit-Baltistan, because apricot is the major fruit produced in GB, Gilgit-Baltistan, and Pakistan is the fourth largest apricot producer in the whole world, and most of the apricots are produced in Gilgit-Baltistan and Balochistan. That's why we are really interested in this value chain, because there are a lot of problems in the value chain. The main problem is the post-harvest losses. There are a lot of losses due to the lack of technology, lack of knowledge and skills and modern methods, because people use the traditional and old practices to harvest, to process, and to market their produce. That's why they could not yet able to produce a quality product and to export their products to get higher benefits. That's why I'm really interested to do this research. Then I will go back and I will initiate my business as well there, to start a startup there, focusing on the agricultural sector.
Okay,
thank you.
Now next, please, you would introduce yourself.
I'm Asad Abbas. I belong to South Punjab from Bahawalpur district. And when I done my matriculation, I decided to do something different from which many of my cousins are doing MBAs in business and two or three in PhD. So I decided to do engineering. So I admission to Punjab College on scholarship and decided to become a mechanical engineer.
Good.
So I got 907 marks out of 1100.
How much was your percentage?
84%.
Oh, very good, super.
Okay. So I applied in NUST and UET. I passed on NUST exam, but fees are much high or I can't afford. So I decided to change my plan.
Okay.
So I got admission in IUBSR University, Bahawalpur, in computer science.
Okay.
And I aware this scholarship from Jawahar Khan. So he told me about this scholarship. You can apply in this scholarship in January or February in 2017. So I applied and I was in waiting list of HC nomination.
Okay.
So I was waited and I prayed and I said to many my friends to pray for me.
Okay.
After that I nominated.
Okay.
So and my first preference was Davidson University.
Okay.
So in my first preference I achieved this scholarship and now I am a first year student. And my second semester in mechanical engineering.
Okay.
And my first semester I got 4.4 CGPA out of 5.
Excellent. Okay. So what are you planning to do after this completion of this degree? You will get in some job in Europe or you want to go back and serve your country and your people? What are your visions?
First of all, my preference is to serve my country.
Okay.
Because in HC contract, doesn't matter HC contract, but I want if I have a chance to serve my country.
Yes.
And if I serve my country, if I haven't any best chance to serve my country, or I have a job, or when I think I didn't serve my country, then I thought about the
other okay.
country.
What engineering you are studying?
Mechanical engineering.
Okay, if I ask you after graduating, to make a machine for processing dairy, milk, or you process apricot, for example, he mentioned for oiling or for making some cosmetics, some machine, then can you work with some company and do it?
Yes, if I have chance, I got chance in Pakistan, then
okay. Okay, very good, yes. Super. Thank you. Next, Hafiz Safi. Hafiz Safi, travel with me.
Yes,
we came together.
My name is Hafiz Muhammad Ismail. I came in Davidson in 2015 when we sent here about and other food and woman and they did one with Mrs. Shia so
could you have
Mrs.
Yes.
I started I'm studying at the civil engineering. This is my third year. Hopefully, next year in June, I will be graduate from University of Davidson. I have done in Pakistan Diploma of Associate Engineering in Civil Technology. Me also was trying to get admission in Pakistan Engineering University. The problem because the diploma and there is affected to a different education level, and they have just 4 or 5 seats for diploma holders. Yeah, it means and then you have exam. That exam has all the 40 exam from intermediate books, not from diploma books. I tried two times, but I was not successful to reach that level that they got on my admission. So after that, during that time, because I was studying, preparing for exam, and doing job as well, and then I found Davidson University, and I got admission, so I came here. Now I'm doing civil engineering, and hopefully I will finish here next June. And I have planned to go in master and PhD in my structural engineering, because I have done job that is job of related to infrastructure, but I want to know, because if I compare the weather condition or construction method, have a different in Europe and in Pakistan. So I think that's why I want to study both of the environment and both of the construction method. So I came here and I'm very happy to study there.
Okay. So you have a rich learning experience in it. Civil engineering.
Yes, 2.5 years in Pakistan.
I mean, the university education quality and your learning experience is good. Are you satisfied with the quality of education of civil engineering at Debrecen University?
According to, if I'm talking about Debrecen University, especially engineering, especially we talk about civil engineering, not another engineering.
Yes.
I can say they're satisfied, but they are improving.
Yes.
Every year they are improving.
Yes.
That's I have hope after 1 or 2 years more they will be at level to teach very well engineering studies and engineering education.
Okay, very good. So, for example, as I observe in Pakistan, we don't have this rating system. Another, we don't usually do thermopolling.
Yes.
I mean, this is, I'm not an engineer, but I have. This is my observation. I look for opportunities for business. So I hope you will have some solutions for the from learning here, and you can somehow collaborate with some companies in Hungary, and you can become a link between Pakistan and Hungarian businesses. Can you?
Yes, sir. As I mentioned earlier, because the weather condition in Pakistan and Europe are totally different.
Yes.
So here, we are putting the heat insulation outside of the wall.
Okay.
Because we have to stop from outside the weather.
Okay.
And in our country, like yes. Even you can, including not just Pakistan,
yes.
UAE, all of the countries,
yes.
We put insulation inside of the wall,
very
inside
good.
Of the wall, because okay. We have to go and we have to stop to go out
okay.
In our cooling system.
Okay.
So that is something different. So that in every condition, even in Pakistan, like Mr. Raza Parlu, he came from Kirgizstan,
yes.
The coldest region in
yes.
Pakistan.
Himalaya.
So, yes. So it means that weather and this European weather are the same level. But in my country, that I am from Pakistan, and Najdi, that is the highest temperature in Pakistan. So there is a totally different.
Yes.
So it would be possible to make something better yeah. With the company than.
But that higher temperature is an opportunity for Bhutan region, for the Mango.
Yes, of course. So, still missing that it was in the Mango. Missing Mango in Bhutan, because I couldn't find Mango. Like we have in Pakistan.
And I hope when you travel to Pakistan next time, you will send me Mango as well.
Of course.
And also to Ms. Eriko.
Okay. Because I'm very willing to produce fruit. Because yeah. When I was in Pakistan, I was working with my father.
Okay.
And I have 2 or 5 trees of mango and different orange, pomegranate, all of the, even that in my area, all of our fruit in my own. So okay. I don't have to need to go market to buy something. So I can give to anybody if it is mango that will be.
Thank you very much. And ultimately, you will need to customize to the local conditions.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember I was in Pakistan in our university, National University of Modern Languages, the Management Sciences Department, the Faculty of Management Sciences. We organized an international conference, the first international conference. And one keynote speaker, he was from Harvard Business School, the top business school in the world. And in his keynote address, he said, Howard is producing stupid ducks. I quote him, he said it, okay? And then he explained why. He said, because when people graduate from Harvard, when they go back to your countries, they forget about customizing to local conditions. And they just replicate the same models as Harvard or America or Europe.
Yeah, European.
Yeah.
But totally have a different model.
Yeah.
Pakistan has a different condition. Even Pakistan, India, other, all of the countries, they have a different condition and European have a different condition.
Yeah.
We have to customize both of them, then we can work on it.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Afghanistan. Nice to hear you. You have great patriotism and wish you best of luck.
Thank you.
I wish you go back and serve your country as much as and you collaborate with the Hungarian companies and we love with these Hungarian companies and we do some business as well. You become a link between it. And you will have great benefits, great opportunities, economic opportunities, employment opportunities. Yes, it's good. Yes.
This is Selangnaar Singh from Gilgit, Pakistan, and I'm part of Pakistan. So, where is the quality of education?
But you lived all the life in Karachi, you don't know the Bansi language. This is, I know personally.
We have, the quality of education not so good, so that my family, has decided to shift from Pakistan to Karachi. It's a big city, Karachi. So, nearly the seventh largest city, maybe.
In the world.
Yeah. So, I lived there. So, then I have started my education from one of the best institutions in Karachi, the Women and Boys School. Where I have completed my matricular examination from the toughest board, AFAN board examination. So, there I have scored not too much good because I have very big score. Because the reason is that I really focused on my sports, because I'm a sportsman and I was the captain of in school hockey. So, after that, I also got a scholarship from the U.S. From the U.S., it's the name of U.S. Micro Scholarship Program. So it was 2 years program. So that was a good opportunity to speak in front of anyone and get information. And after that. I got certificate from the U.S. Embassy as well, and after that, when I got low scoring matricular examination, when my uncle, told me that what did you got low marks, you have to do hard work, and after that, then I decided to do hard work, and then by the grace of God, I really did hard work after that. In college, I'm the topper. I didn't know why. So it's like I did very hard work. So I got A plus grade, 80% in second year. Then I got admission in university as well, the best university where I studied my engineering in electronics. Then, after that, I heard the scholarship stipend in Hungary that where the mentor is Jawad and there is Kazmi Siren who has been a lot. Then, after that, then I applied stipend in Hungary and nearly came scholarship. So, after that, I got this scholarship and I'm doing here electrical engineering here and also. Have done first semester and I got a best GPA 4.5 something. Yeah, 4.5 GPA I got. So this
okay.
is my story.
Okay. So what are you studying here?
I'm studying electrical engineering.
Okay. So what you think of Pakistan has some challenges related to electricity?
Yeah, it's a big challenge in Pakistan because every
in Pakistan there is a lots of load shedding, and there is like in Karachi there are lots of cities, so most of the areas haven't any electricity in 24 hours. In where I am living in our area, there may be like 3 hours maybe the electricity come, and the other hours they have no electricity. So that's why this is a big challenge in Pakistan. So
how you solve this? How you can do this? What you can do for Pakistan? Think about something different. You belong to a great region. They have the most electricity potential.
Pakistan has lots of electricity to produce, like the solar system we have, because every 24 hours we have a solar, we have a sun, you know.
Not 24 hours.
Like,
we have nights to rest.
So, sir, according to me, about the load shedding, because we also think about the electrical and civil engineering. It means if you talk about the dam, that is a job of civil engineering. And because Pakistan has to choose new options, not focusing on dam. Okay, because dam, if you think about the dam, then the politicians, they take benefit.
The big dams.
The big dams, okay. Yes. So that's why they have to rely the ground realities. But there is, we have opportunity to build a solar system and wind power. If you see in Europe, they are using most of the wind power. But this time Pakistan not focusing on wind power. These all of the option, and I appreciate the Imran Khan. He put small dam in one area that supporting the own village area. It means that kind of the opportunity we have to option. We have option, and we have to work on it, not just on the dams.
There are some wind corridor projects going on in Pakistan. Like I know this wind center, production. Because this is a wind corridor in Pakistan. When you talk about, you travel from
this coastal area.
Yeah, this is the wind corridor. We have, but they are not so mature. I mean, we have more opportunities. And Mr. Raza will shed light on the hydroelectricity, the most economical and the most environment friendly energy producing potential Pakistan has. I think it's we have 6 times more potential than our need.
Yeah.
You know this, you can talk about it.
Yeah, we can not only generate for our own consumption, not only fulfill our own demands of the country, but we can export electricity to different countries like the neighboring countries, India, China, and Iran.
How? Where is the potential?
Yeah, we have a lot of hydro power potential.
Where is the water? Where are the streams? Where are the rivers? Please discuss.
We have glaciers, which are the most big glaciers in the world. The Himalaya and Karakoram mountain regions are full of glaciers, and the glaciers, when melt, it will become the streams, in converting to streams, and different there are lakes, several lakes there.
So you will melt the glaciers for electricity and create environment problem, or it's a natural melting process?
No, it's the natural melting process, and also the glaciers are melting due to the carbon dioxide of different they produced by different countries. And it is the natural process that will melt, and it is converted to steam and different lakes. And we have a lot of.
You have some small dams in your village, I guess.
Yeah, a lot of small dams, like Satpara Dam, Kachura Dam, and so many dams there. But still, the government is not interested in producing electricity, and we are under great and severe problem of the load shedding without any electricity in Pakistan.
You are not a civil engineer, I know, but you are a business student. So business student has to be sharper than engineer, because he gets the engineer to work now, okay? So what you think about, roughly speaking, I know you might not have gone to the feasibility, but roughly speaking, what is the cost of a small dam in your area?
I cannot say exactly the exact amount of the budget of the small.
For example, roughly speaking, 8 million, 10 million, 20 million, 30 million, 100 million, how much?
It's more than 100 million, I think.
Okay, so yeah, it's not big need if we have great potential.
Yeah. And we can construct small reservoirs, water reservoirs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
thank you.
We can install small hydropower projects, the wind projects as well, because the overall flow of air is also high there.
Okay, very good. Now, Mr. Mohammad Zain Sheikh Zia. Yes, please.
Yeah, my name is Mohammad Zain Sheikh.
Speak a bit louder. Brother. Yes.
My name is Mohammad Zain Sheikh. I'm from Islamabad, the capital of Pakistan. There's a city with Islamabad, Textile. It's the largest textile producing you can say area in whole Punjab.
Largest?
Yeah, textile. Yeah.
Textile?
Yeah, textile and you know, army explosives.
You are from Wakhan?
Yeah.
This is ammunition producing.
Yeah, the ammunition producing.
Yeah.
The factories, the ordnance, Pakistan ordnance factories.
Because I was confused, textile is being produced in Faisalabad.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just about Pakistan.
Yeah, I think because Textila and City.
Textila,
yeah.
Okay, you said Textila.
And I've graduated from Sasir College,
Wakhan,
and I've done my pre-engineering, first and second year from FG degree college. And I've like not studied in Pakistan in any university, but I've started study here in the University of Jefferson, and my course is computer science engineering.
Okay, so what do you think we have computer science or IT challenges in Pakistan?
Like if we use it in every matter of life, if we use it in the security purposes, it will be very helpful for us.
Okay, let me give you a hint. Mr. Ishtwan told, Dr. Ishtwan told me that Hungary, please Sanjaya, focus him only, don't focus him much, okay? So, Mr. Ishtwan, he told me that Hungary needs 22,000 computer or software specialists every year. 22,000, this is not a big country, I mean, in comparison to Pakistan, it's a crore abadi. So, what you think, what we can do in Pakistan for the software engineers, for development of the software engineers, so that we can meet the Hungary's software job needs or job market needs? What you can do or what you have any idea about it?
Yeah, in Pakistan, we have more than like 150 universities. Working for the software and the IT departments. One of most favorite is FAS University.
Mm-hmm.
They take Microsoft, Excel, and the other companies. Mm-hmm. They take students from this university, and they're also working in the other countries, Australia and the other. Because the students are like professionals in software programming and other things. And in Pakistan, we have a lot of strong IT structure, but we are not using in a very special way. We are
smart
just
way.
Yeah, we are just using in a simple way. Like we are programming, we are producing apps for mobiles. That's it. We are not using it in a security purpose.
Mm-hmm.
We are just using in a simple way. That's this is this purpose. We are not using in an animation way.
So you think security is a big challenge?
Yeah,
internet security.
Internet security. Yeah, yeah. Internet security. Yeah. So
okay.
if we like develop the software that we can use for on internet security, you can say every. On borders, on our companies, on our biggest companies. So if we do it in this way, it will help us.
Okay, here I take this opportunity to tell you that the university I belong to, that is National University of Modern Languages, our software, computers and IT department is very good, and it has enormous results. Our software teams, every year they win the national level projects. For example, national software competition, or there are different software engineering competitions. Back in 2014 or 15, I was a manager research development in the Office of Research, Innovation and Commercialization. Naman, this is an office set up for commercializing the research by universities and to do it in a way that it goes to the society. It impacts the society.
So that time I initiated and organized the first projects exhibition for the software and these departments in collaboration with the Professor Brigadier Dr. Akbar, and he retired from I guess EME College of Nurse, and then he was working as Dean of Naman. And also I worked with Professor Dr. Karamat Ali. He retired as Vice Chancellor of Bahauddin Zakaria University. So we worked together and we invited some companies, IT companies. They came in and students, they displayed their projects, and then companies were ready to buy their projects or fund them, or they invited them to work with them. Similarly, I guess if we work smartly, as you mentioned, for internet security, if we have a overall technology or IT security policy, and then that policy reflects down, and while designing that internet security policy or the national IT policy, if the government involves universities and professionals, then I think there will be a change. And also we can learn from the developed part of the world, Hungary. For example, when you go to now Askari Bank has started this PIN code. For example, if otherwise before this, when you go, you have a BayPass card, Visa card, they just scan it and you don't need to enter the PIN. This is not security.
Anyone
can use it. Signature is not a must. Okay, and you see when. Now recently there were news that some Chinese guy was caught, and some people got fraud with the money, ATM machines. And here what I have noticed, that if you enter the ATM machine, the door will not open until you swipe the card. Okay, so these are the practical solutions we are looking for in Pakistan, and Hungary can collaborate with some banks. The IT companies, they can collaborate with some banks. Similarly, people from Pakistan, now Pakistan is emerging even greater software freelance market than India, because it's the greater market, even greater than India now. So there is a lot of potential, and you can look into these options, and also you can be utilized as a channel for collaboration between Hungary and Pakistan, because you know different companies. If I will look into those companies, I will spend 5 hours maybe, and you can do it half an hour, because your business, okay? So this is, you can think on these lines. Mr. Yasin.
Myself, Muhammad Yasin. I'm from the southern part of the country. The less educated, or maybe the not less educated, it's less privileged, what we can say. So I belong to that area. It has been my interest to go outside to get a degree from some foreign country. So I have done my IELTS and GRE. I was supposed to go USA or Taiwan or any other country. I got selected in Taiwan, China, and South Korea, but I choose this one. I don't know if it's a good decision or not, but I just stick on it, and I hope it's a good decision now.
I hope so. It's a good decision now.
Yeah, because I took the decision, it's good now.
Believe it.
Yeah.
It's a good decision.
Yeah.
So when you believe, you will produce
positive answers. So here I am, and I study here engineering management. Okay. I'm doing MSc in engineering management.
Before that,
my bachelor's was in electrical engineering.
From
Nawabshah, Kaidabad University, in power engineering.
It's a good university.
Yeah, it's a good university. That department is particularly more good.
Very
so
good.
Here I am doing engineering management. Engineering management is what is the interdisciplinary field. We have from civil engineering background, we have from power engineering, we have from industrial. Every field of bachelor can do this degree.
Okay.
It's a mix of many degrees. What we are doing here, we study here managerial things. We are supposed to be managers. We study management, we study finance, we study business, we study ecology. We study feasibility.
Okay.
So all of these things we are studying, and I'm sure I'm getting it, although the department is not so good here because we are the second batch. It's a newborn department, we can say newborn. Just we are second batch, so they are improving continuously. Anyways, we are getting something, and I hope I can make some change back in my country.
Okay, but first you think about your village, because charity begins at home.
At home, yeah.
Okay. So I know you belong to the Bakachan, and that's around 1 hour from my village.
Yeah.
Even less than that.
Less
maybe
than
now,
yeah.
Because the road infrastructure might be improved, because I have not traveled to Bakachan for long. But I have very good friends over there, and we studied with them in the University of Xinjiang. So, anyways, what do you think the engineering, or specifically electrical engineering, challenges in your village or around that area? What do you think?
Yeah, if I talk about the electrical engineering, there are a lot of challenges that people are doing myself now. Like, we don't have electricity too much. We are in a shortfall. We are in load shedding. We have up 2 hours periodically. 2 hours we have light, 2 hours we have cutoffs.
Okay.
So in this situation, what people are doing, they are doing the solar panels.
Yeah.
Because we are, that area where I belong is one of the hottest areas in the Pakistan.
52 degrees Celsius.
So the solar panel works there. We store the electricity by them, and we use it the night. Not only the home, but in our area, the solar panels are used.
You have hydro potential as well.
I will mention. But the solar is more.
Okay.
We have full all houses on the solar.
Yeah.
Not only the house, but we use the commercially the tube wells and agriculture purpose. Because the area is agriculture, and besides, like our village, the area is desert.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. In desert, this technology is quite increasingly used.
Okay.
But the water issue is there. We do not have water.
Okay, I'll tell you how.
Yeah.
For example, because I have very much interest in my village, because we have farms. My brother is a great farmer. He started from our own land, just 28 acres, and that makes, I think, 20 or something hectares, because hectare has a big size. Anyways, so now he has about total 700 acres of land on lease.
Mm-hmm.
He rented the land, and out of that, 300 acres is banana farms.
That's a famous in our area.
Yeah,
banana farms.
Yeah, might be you have listened this name, Fakhar Abbas Shah. Maybe, because he works in that your area as well, Port Lalbu and region. Okay. And what problem I have faced in my own farm, if you look into the Israeli model of Israel's model of banana farming, it's very modern. And if you look into the Holland technologies, Netherlands, although I've not traveled yet to Holland, but I've seen some videos how they are doing flowering business and you know all that. I think Amsterdam or nearby airport is famous for the flowering, and jets come in there just to pick the flowers. It's the biggest market. And I know here we had a seminar with the head of the doctoral school, Dr. Pop Yoyev, and some diplomats and businessmen and economics. They came from Holland, and they discussed about agriculture, and Dr. Pop mentioned that Hungary, in comparison to Holland, is a museum of agriculture. In comparison to Holland, Hungary. And if we compare Pakistan in comparison to Holland, Hungary even, we are almost 100 years behind.
And as compared to technology.
Yeah, as compared to technology from Hungary. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Pop is saying that Hungary, Dr. Pop is an economist. Okay, he is saying that Hungary is museum of agriculture in comparison to Holland. So what you
so
think?
What we are?
Okay, yes. You think the difference? Okay, and then the economists from Holland, they said we produce 24% wealth of the world. Imagine the magnitude. 24% wealth of the world. You can Google it, please. If I'm not good at numbers, but I hope I remember correctly, you can Google it and check it. Now, what I'm looking for my farm specifically, you invent such technologies. I mean, you don't have to do, rocket science. If you look into the Israeli model, they are using donkeys and they are using chains. They develop chains inside the farms with the help of donkeys. They cut the fruit from the plant of the banana,
and it's hanged on the chains, and the donkey is, I mean, pulling the chain, and then that reaches a place where you have to wash the banana, you have to cut the banana, you have to, I mean, wash it with Baptista powder chemical. And you know, Pakistani banana in Pakistan is for example 100 rupees per dozen, and
yeah.
Indian banana in Pakistan is 250-200 rupees one dozen. And I researched it, I inquired it why, and when I went to the retailer, that's the most appropriate person to ask, he said, why I shall buy a Pakistani banana? It stays on my shelf for just 1 or 2 days, but Indian banana stays on my shelf for 3 days. You got my point?
Yeah,
this
yeah,
is the core durability.
Yeah.
Durability. So he's investing, for example, he's buying the fruit from the market and bringing it to the retail store. And if he is unable to sell in 1 day, he's wasting his money. So he prefer to buy the Indian banana. Okay, other thing, in that area we have the offshoot of Rodi Canal.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think this is, I don't know.
Sadawa.
Sadawa, yes, Sadawa. If you've been to Port Lalo, there are some, you know, if you see, you can do some, I mean, you can build something over there so that we can have hydro level. I mean, you can raise the level of water high and then you can fall it down and you can move some you know what you call pulleys or what, and then you can generate electricity.
Yes,
that's your area. I'm not an engineer.
No, I know the idea is very good, but the facts are different. Like, who will do?
You have to write what you can do.
Yeah.
You have to write what are the challenges and what you can do.
So we can propose a
suggestion. Yes, yes. You don't look into the politicians. You don't
yeah.
look into these stuff, otherwise you will, all the life will be staying and wondering, I could have done it, okay? So if you write, at least you have written for somebody. Somebody may take your idea and do it in future. So
mm.
that's, okay, now Mr. Hassan Zia. So these are some hints, please think on these lines.
Mobile
Yes.
Hello, my name is Hassan Zia and I'm from Pakistan. Actually, I have done my matriculation from Rawalpindi and FSC pre-engineering as well from FG Qaid Azam Degree College, which is located in the center of Rawalpindi. But basically, I was born in Miyawali, which is a city of Punjab. And then my father, because my father is working in government sector, and you can say civil aviation is the department. In federal government.
Okay.
Federal
what are you studying here?
But I'm studying here civil engineering.
Okay. Very good.
Yes. After that, I applied the scholarship and got that.
Okay. I'm sorry that I cut you, but because we have to cook food outside.
Oh, no problem.
we have to release the space at 3. I know you were doing all the video stuffing and.
No. It's not a problem. It's not a big deal.
Okay. So I come to the core problem.
Yes.
I know this Miyawali region. I traveled once, twice from Islamabad to D.I. Khan.
Okay.
We had some land over there in the Broa district of D.I. Khan.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a little this region. So what are your problems? What are your challenges, not problems? You know, Dr. Arun Nagpal from India,
mm-hmm.
if you Google Arun Nagpal, if Maridha organization, M-R-I-D-A, Maridha organization, he had experience of 30 years corporate experience, and we met here in a seminar in a doctoral school. He made a presentation, and what they did was they were thinking big, but they were acting small. What they did was they distributed the 1 watt lights, 1 watt solar light, okay, and they started with 60 euros of budget. That makes about 8,000 rupees in Pakistan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They distributed in the home. Then they had a dedicated volunteer team. They went to the homes and they asked the ladies to sew. Okay. And they made some clothing, garments or some designs like local. And then they asked those students to develop brands. They developed the brands. And then those brands were sold in not only in India, later on Virginia University in America. Their interns came to India, they took off their products and branded those products in, they sold those products in India. In mere 4 years time period, what they have achieved, you can say. You can see last, I think last Sunday we had a session on VM development. Some of you attended. Okay.
Yes.
When I asked my student, 10 years down the road, we will have employed 30,000 employees directly. They amazed. They were surprised. And I'm making a joke. I'm not making a joke because I know people who did it. Read the stories of Henry Ford. Read the story of Sony. Read the story of HP Hewlett Packard. They were two friends. They started this in a garage. Okay. I taught the world's best content in my classroom, that's Harvard Business School. And so this, I'm convinced we can do, we have everything. But you start, you think big, yes. But act, start acting small. And one day you will do big. So that's what I'm saying. Okay? Now this Eddie Gopal, first of all, I'm honored, grateful, thankful for your extended cooperation, different opportunities, and also convey my gratitude and thanks to Dr. Vishnuman Rafjodi, the Honorable Commercial Counselor of Hungary in Pakistan. He will get it through this video, but I would like you to convey him directly as well. And now you kindly introduce yourself. And also, after this discussion, what comes to your mind for some collaborations between Pakistan and India? Oh, sorry, Pakistan and
Hungary.
Yeah, let me tell you the India, because now two Indian friends, Mr. Chetan, you know, and Mr. Shivam, they are working with me. So the people are connected. And I have referred Arun Nagpal. This is all politicians' business. Leave it.
Yeah.
Okay. So kindly.
Yes, my name is Eddie Kobalo.
Okay.
And actually, in the past few years, I started to think with my business partners how we can collaborate with different countries. On the basic point, was to share our knowledge. Because what you really realize that most of the business connections or business relations comes from profit.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody wants to have profit, but I think the basic point is supposed to share knowledge.
Yeah.
And if you share the knowledge, it means that you are saving time, you are saving money,
mm-hmm.
and on the end of the line, you will have profit.
Yeah.
So actually, this is a basic point what we think seriously, and that's why I'm here, because
yeah.
I think that you think the same. As I'm Hungarian, I really know and I have good connection with different business partners in Hungary, even different fields. For example, the solar system you have just
mm-hmm.
mentioned.
Yeah.
Even I have good business partners in wind system and cable network development companies. So actually what we should do is to figure out your needs and the hungry needs, because I don't even have money as well, so yeah. I would like to have. Last time I had it was in the UK, so in Hungary you can actually have mango products. Anyway, so yes, I just started to think of different business partners that you can use as a knowledge channel. Because I also think that you don't have to start always from the beginning. So if someone has already done it, why don't you use?
Yes.
That's why I'm here, and I hope that we can, can go ahead and step over and just have good brainstorming, and in this case we will have good ideas.
Okay.
So it's my pleasure to be here.
So thank you very much for sharing your ideas and taking your time. It's a Sunday, I understand. It's a holiday. I would ask you, rather request you, that is it possible that if this gentleman has time, as you mentioned that you have
he has interest in solar system. Similarly, he has interest in solar system and mineralogy. If the team of these two, I mean, combined, can you send them to, I mean, some connections between the solar companies so that they go there and figure out, and we can develop a proposal so that there is something concrete. Okay, so this is your now.
Now we end up this discussion session and we move outside, we go because